The U.S. president has reportedly proposed a 25% tariff on $2 billion of Chinese goods. A source familiar with the plan revealed the figures. The goods were initially targeted with a 10% levy to pressure China into changing its trade policies, but the tariffs would now be more than doubled. The list includes food products, chemicals, steel and aluminum, as well as a wide range of other consumer goods. The senior vice president of the U.S.-China Business Council says the taxing would affect most Americans' pocketbooks. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump once again defended his trade policies, saying they go in line with his America First motto.
Thanks to our powerful trade policies, the trade deficit is falling and falling and falling, and boy, did it fall this quarter. The days of plundering American jobs and American wealth, those days are over. They're over.
Trump has also threatened to slap extra tariffs on $300 billion of Chinese goods if implemented. Almost all the Chinese products exported to the U.S. will be taxed. The American president's protectionist policies have already raised fears of an all-out trade war across the globe.
Thanks to our...
Now to discuss that more, we are joined by Einar Tangen, author and columnist. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us live from Beijing. Well, we've seen the trade war that Donald Trump has began escalating. What do you see an end to this, and how will this affect Americans in general?
Well, quite frankly, it's hard to know when it'll end. I mean, right now, his timing seems to be concentrated around the election, which is shoring up his base at a very difficult time for him. This is the second day of the Paul Manafort trial. His personal attorney has basically flipped on him. So I think he's trying, as usual, to control the press, make everybody kind of pay attention to the other things that are going on. He knows this plays very well to the audience that he was speaking to in Florida. These are his hardcore supporters, which about 32% of the American population. But it's not clear if he's going to follow through. Right now, the greatest weakness is actually coming from within his own party. Republicans are being very nervous. He's basically declared war against the Koch brothers, who are a big-time supporter, the second largest privately owned company in the United States, and you know, big stalwarts. They're used to putting in hundreds of millions of dollars into each election cycle. So it's he's facing a lot of issues on all fronts, and I think this is his way of doing it, these Twitter tirades and announcements that he's going to get tough, whether it's on North Korea or Iran or Europe. These are the way of kind of controlling the media.
Mr. Tangen, you mentioned the support group of Donald Trump and the fact that he is trying to actually appeal to what they want him to do, and these protectionist policies, all in which President Donald Trump says he's putting America first. But we've seen farmers being affected the most, to the point that he had to compensate for their losses. How does that play out?
Well, it's a very short-term calculation. He's really thinking about the midterms. He's trying to stave off the consequences of his actions. The truth is, it's the Americans who will be paying for this, American consumers and companies. You start looking down that $200 billion list that he's been talking about, a lot of these are things that are necessary for American companies in order to complete products and then try to sell those overseas. Don't let you forget, there's over $2 trillion in goods and services that the U.S. exports, and actually what he's doing is endangering this. But at this point in his political career, faced with so many negative facts, it's really only one of the few ways in which he can control the media, try to keep it away from concentrating on the things that he doesn't want them to look at, the Manafort trial, his problems with the Russia gate investigation, I mean, the Russian collusion. It's changed from you know, no collusion to, no, collusion isn't a crime. That's pretty sure indication that he feels under a lot of threat.
Thank you very much, Einar Tangen, author and columnist, giving us his insights live from Beijing.